Martinez. I'm your host, Frank Ray, with my co-host, Debbie Snyder. How's it going, Deb?
Going great. Going great.
Good.
Rates are dropping. Things are picking up.
So yeah.
No complaints here.
Weather's not too bad today anyway. You know, we're doing okay. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, we wanted to talk about just unusual properties or different properties. And you happen to have one listed right now. And we thought, wow, this would be a great property to talk about because it's so unique. And because, you know, sometimes people have unique properties they want to sell. Sometimes people want to buy unique properties, right? For various reasons. But with unique properties come unique challenges, right? We could say that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Come unique challenges. So both in the sales process and in the buy process. So tell us about the property you've got, and then let's just talk about this property and see what it would take to sell, buy, or whatever, what other questions I can come up with while I hear about it. Go for it.
Okay. So this would definitely be considered a unique property. It's located in the sweet town of Crockett, which I know you're familiar with.
Sure.
And Crockett is an old historical town. C&H Sugar is there. And actually to this day, C&H still drops, you know, I don't know where the sugar is coming from, but it comes into the San Francisco Bay, down to the Carquinez Strait, to the C&H port. So flashback to the early 1900s, and that's when these houses that I have were built.
Okay.
So what it is, it's way up on the hill. So you do get a water view and you get a view of C&H. And there's four parcels. So this is part of the uniqueness of it.
Okay.
And they've only been in the names of a couple families. But right now, all four, so it's like one block.
Okay.
And all four belong to the same owner. And they want to sell them and liquidate them.
Okay. So they want to sell them all at once. I mean, technically, could you sell them in? Okay, so you could, but his desire is I want to sell them all at once. Somebody come in and buy them all.
Yes, but I think you're speaking to a really good point that, you know, so I'll tell you about these parcels and then I'll tell you about the challenges. So there are two of the four have single family homes on them.
Okay.
And I do believe that those two would be the big play would be to fix them up, and which they need probably. The small one bedroom cottage has dry rot damage on the outside, flooring and paint, and you could sell it. You could also gut the kitchen. It's the original 1920s kitchen, but it's still functional and has the character. Big picture window, and it has the Carquinez Strait view. It's on its own parcel.
Neat. Yeah.
So the challenge is Fifth Avenue goes right up the middle, right along the left side of the property.
Okay.
And it's a dirt road. So I'm like, what is up with the dirt road? Because on the map, it says Fifth Avenue. So I went down to the public works office and they deemed it abandoned. And I'm actually waiting to talk to someone who only comes in like one day a week because he's got one foot out the door for retirement to see what that means and what we can do with that piece. It used to belong, I guess, to the city.
Okay.
So if you could, it's a steep road, but you know, we've seen steep roads before, especially in Crockett. And if you paved it, then there is a spot there where you could definitely do a parking pad, or you could even do a carport or a garage.
Okay.
And then if you continued up even further, you'll get to the other parcel that has the other single family home on it. Same thing. There's enough room for the same things that I just said for the other property. And that's a three bedroom, one bath house, which has the best views because now it's at the top of the street.
Neat.
So cool. Those two could be improved and sold off separately.
Yeah.
Which speaks to one of the challenge with the four parcels is parking when all units are rented.
Sure.
You have to kind of figure that out.
Yeah.
But there is an area that's not even being utilized as parking that I think it's got a little gate and it's always closed and there's a little carport cover. And I don't know why everybody who lives in three or four of those units couldn't utilize two to three spaces in there.
Mm, gotcha.
So that's those two that you were talking about. Then the other two parcels, the first parcel has, which is 1515 Crockett, has an old house that's a duplex.
Okay.
And then, so upstairs is two bedrooms, one bath. Downstairs is one, could be two bedrooms, one bath.
Okay.
Then there's a single family home that's a two bedroom, one bath. And
All
then a
right.
basement area that the seller said at one time was a studio apartment with a kitchenette and a bathroom. So that
Yeah.
one possibly right now one person rents that structure, so it'd probably be difficult to bring in, but not impossible, another tenant. And then there's an interesting little cottage, studio cottage, and that one is rented, and it has
Is this on the fourth parcel?
this is on nope this is
This is
all
still on the
two,
third parcel.
still on the third parcel. Yep,
Okay.
little studio cottage that's also rented.
Okay.
Okay, then you go to the fourth parcel, and on that parcel we have another studio unit that is rented and a one bedroom, one bath unit. And those two are actually standalone units on the same parcel connected by a breezeway. So
Okay.
you don't share a wall with anybody.
Okay.
They all have their own washers and dryers, with the exception of the last one, that in the basement area of the one bedroom, one bath, is the washer and dryer that everybody could share in those two
Got
units.
it. Got it. Got
Okay.
it.
So yeah, it's so once you take, the one, like the one bedroom, that's the only one on that last parcel that I feel needs to be, like it needs a new shower for sure, and
Okay,
probably
that
new
needs most of the
subfloor.
remodeling done.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
But the rest of them, with probably fairly, cosmetic, you could get rented and get them up and running. And if everything was rented in as is condition, so that would be, I would think, below market rents, because they are in original 1920s condition.
Yeah.
And even with the low market, so the four that are rented are below market rent. But if you rented them all out, your cap rate would be about 6.89.
Which is a good cap rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if, and this is all speculation, right? Because we're not contractors, but Debbie is a very experienced real estate broker. But if someone were to scoop them all up, and if someone were to put the work into all the properties and the roads, all that kind of stuff, or road, right, that leads up to the two.
Yes.
And everything was fixed up nice. You know what I mean? All the cosmetic stuff done really nice, brought up to, modern sort of standards. What do you think that these things could rent for? Like what would be market rent for
Well,
these properties? I mean,
So I think, let's see, I know I wrote them all out, but like, so
yeah.
if you fixed them up and
Yeah.
now you're and put, put new kitchens in
Yeah. Because you got
and
a
help with.
couple of them that have spectacular views. Let's not kid ourselves, right? Crockett's a neat place to begin with. It's right there on the water. You're on the technically the west side of the bridge, right? Of
Right.
the what bridge is that? Because that the Benicia Bridge,
Carquinez.
Carquinez Bridge. You're on the west side. So on the San Francisco side of the Carquinez Bridge. So I mean, this has got to be a pretty desirable place to be, especially with those views, right? So, I mean, what do you think you get for rents on those things?
Well, I think in its as is condition, like let's go with the one bedroom house that you put the parking pad by. That I put in as is condition 1500 a month. But if you put that parking pad there and rehabbed it, you could probably get 2500
Okay.
for a standalone little house
Yeah, and then the other one too, right? The other one
on
you
the
could probably,
hill. That's
yeah.
three bedrooms, one bath, and I think you could get probably 3500.
Wowza.
Because yeah, rents are crazy right now.
Yeah. And these properties that I haven't seen it, but the way you're describing it, because I know the area, right? So I can envision it. I mean, I can see the Carquinez, I can see the water, I can see CNH there. I get where the bridge just probably looks pretty neat up there.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
The
what's the
night view.
price? What's the price of this house? Or these four parcels all together with that? What are they asking?
The asking price is 1.4 million.
Okay. Now this is where this property gets very interesting to me. Because for 1.4, you're getting four parcels. All of them have homes, some of them multiple, right?
Correct.
In Crockett, okay, Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Golly. I don't want to step out of my lane or my, you know, my territory here, but I got to believe that if somebody bought that, fixed it all up, even if they wanted to just quote unquote flip it, right, mm-hmm. and sell them all individually, right, I think that right. they would make more than 1.4. Am I out of my mind or what?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good investment. And Crockett is one of those up and coming towns where, you know, you've got the dead fish there. Which,
oh, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Love it. Nobody, love the dead fish.
Oh, it's like being like in Italy or something.
Yeah. It's so
on the
good.
Water.
Yeah.
Amazing food. And, you know, they own the same owners own the Franciscan.
Mm-hmm.
They own, I don't know what it's called in Sausalito, but they own that one as well.
Yeah.
So, right. Well, you know, check.
There That's you okay. go. Take a yeah. check. Why right. not? So right. for those of you that are just listening, someone walked in behind Debbie and handed her a check. So, yeah. you know, I mean, come on. We got to interrupt things for that.
Yeah. My first thought was don't bother me. But now I'm like,
yeah, about, oh, thank
me.
You. right. Come again right. soon. Yeah.
Exactly.
So anyways, so, yeah.
And then they, I don't know if you know this, but the junior high there, well, it used to be, I think maybe a continuation school, but now they totally put a brand new school there. That's a brand new junior high in Crockett.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So, yeah. They just finished it. Huh. So that's pretty cool. And so the schools are getting better. The community's getting better. They have a farmer's market. They have a yoga studio. They've got restaurants. Mm. It's a really sweet little town.
It really is. I've always enjoyed Crockett. I used to play in bands, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we played Crockett. And I can't remember what it was, but there was some really cool club down there that maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really neat. You know,
yeah.
Isn't that the place too where they got like across the street, there's like a little hotel and it's like it used to be a brothel back really,
oh,
really.
That's Port Costa.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So
and
that's kind of
about,
in the neck of the woods. Yeah.
You're talking about the warehouse.
There you go. The warehouse. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Nearby.
And they still have live music too.
Yeah.
On the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. So what an interesting property and what an interesting opportunity for someone. Now let's talk about the financing of that potential financing for that. So if you were going to buy them all at once as an investment property, that would definitely fall into the world of, you know, what we would say commercial multifamily. Mm-hmm. And then would definitely, you know, any lender who was going to do that would definitely want to blanket that. So they would have, you know, they would encumber all of the parcels, of course. But something like that, if you've got even as it sits, what do you say, a 6.5 cap rate?
Yes.
About seven. Yeah, almost 7% cap rate. So that's good. So that tells me, just thinking about it, you know, it shouldn't be too hard to have the debt service coverage ratio line up with probably about 30-40% down, something like that, you know. So, and I'm just pulling numbers, you know, out of the sky here. But probably fairly accurate. So for, you know, not that big of an investment, you could probably get financing, maybe not. We'd have to see it. So it might be more of a cash deal, but at any rate, I just think the property itself is wildly unique and a really neat opportunity. You said that the homes are built in the 20s and you said, like with one of them, you know, you might want to redo the kitchen or keep it for its charm. I bet there's a lot of charm in these properties, isn't there?
Yes. Yes.
I love properties that are like from the 20s and the 30s. I think they're neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. Some of them have like the little built-in hutch in the corner.
Yeah.
That, you know, kind that, of thing.
I mean, if it was me and I was going to redo them, I'd do my best to just restore them. You know what I mean? And just kind of restore them and keep the charm as much as you could, because they're really neat. I like those older homes. Yeah. But that's me. And I don't do this. So some other guy would tell me, Frank, you're out of your mind. I'm going to fix these things up. Yeah. Okay. Do your thing. But
well, and another thing to note are most of the roofs are fairly new.
Good.
Yeah. And then the other thing is the sewer lateral is done for the properties.
Oh, well, that's good. I forgot I was going to ask you that. Are they well and septic or are they city?
They are city.
Oh,
Yeah.
big,
City. Yeah.
huge. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. So, Deb, if someone's interested in this, or if someone has a property similar to that they need to sell, or they're looking at a property like this or this particular one, the best way for them to get a hold of you would be what?
To call or text me,
Okay, the
nine
number.
two five 518-6461.
One more time.
925-518-6461.
Good enough. Well, there you go. Debbie Snyder, everyone, with the very cool, unique home at 1515 Rose. Is that what it was?
Yep.
In
Street.
Street in Crockett. Four parcels. How many units total? Eight?
Eight.
Four parcels containing eight units up on the hill in Crockett, some with views, 1.4 million. I don't know, man. I'm just feeling like it's a good deal. I don't,
I'm
I
thinking
don't.
you should buy it, Frank.
You think I should? Think I should step
Yes.
in, become a multifamily investor
Yes.
overnight?
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll think about it. We'll think
Okay.
about it. All
That
right. Well, good
works.
enough. All right, guys. If you want to get more information on this property or anything like it, and or if you've got a property that you feel is unique, trust me, Debbie Snyder can help you sell that baby. No problem. She's got a lot of experience at that. Give her a call. And she'll take care of you with that. If you need any help with any commercial financing or anything like that, you give me a call, 707-695-6313. And we'll catch up with you guys next time here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Martinez, with myself, Frank Green, and my co-host, Debbie Snyder. All right, Deb, see you later.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, we'll see y'all later next time.
Great day.
Bye-bye.